Well, hello and welcome again to some more verse-by-verse Bible teaching. My name is Matthew Monona, and along with my wife, Victoria, we own and operate the hand car wash in Church Hill, Tennessee, called the Wash and Word. And we use that business as a way to get God's Word out there in a verse-by-verse format. We believe that verse-by-verse Bible teaching is the most effective way to properly equip the saints of God. Not just for what the world is throwing at us today, but for what we have coming down the pike. And friends, if your spiritual ear is attuned at all to the pattern of the world that we are seeing now, the culture, the society, and the conformity of the church into that culture, if you're able to see how that is happening right before our eyes, then you know that we are in for a battle in the days to come. So we have to prepare ourselves now, and we best prepare ourselves through verse by verse Bible teaching. If you're in the Wash and Word parking lot, you're waiting to get your car washed, or you're just anywhere in the area, you can tune to 107.1 FM, and we play these verse by verse Bible teachings on a loop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So all you gotta do is come into the parking lot, tune to 107.1 FM, and you can hear God's Word. Speaking of God's Word, let's get back into it. If you have any questions about the business or about the ministry, go to washandword.com. That's wash, the letter N, word.com, or give us a call at 423-920-0913. That's 423-920-0913. So getting back into our teaching, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We are entering in a section that Paul is dealing with the spiritual gifts, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that's what we were talking about in our last message. And the term baptism of the Holy Spirit carries with it connotations of different things. The majority of that might be attached to when you think of the term being baptized with the Spirit, you think immediately of speaking in tongues, because quite frankly, that is an evidence of being baptized by the Holy Spirit. And so where we left off in our last teaching, I wanted to confirm in your spirit or in your heart that if you are a believer in Christ, you've accepted the blood of Christ, the finished work at the cross, then you have been endowed with the Holy Spirit, or you have been given the Holy Spirit, or you have been empowered with the Holy Spirit, or baptized with the Holy Spirit. You can see, the thing is, you can term it any way you want, but there's a difference between receiving the Holy Spirit at salvation and being baptized with the Holy Spirit for power. So it's kind of like faith. God says that He gives everyone a measure of faith. For every believer, we have a measure of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling Spirit. You see, Jesus promised that He would leave us not helpless, but He would send a comforter. So we all have that promise, and we all have that comforter. Now, there are levels of the Holy Spirit's power and manifestations in one's life, just as there are levels of sanctification in one's Christian life. And so to get back into what we're doing here, trying to identify the term, the debatable term, I might add, of being baptized by the Holy Spirit. Yes, you can be baptized by the Spirit, and it does not have to accompany tongues or healings or fire, nor does it have to send a chill down your spine or give you goosebumps on your arm. Paul is not speaking of the physicalities here when he's talking about the endowment of the Holy Spirit. And it's not some sort of an allusion to the warm fuzzies. The Holy Spirit of God was given to you at the moment of your salvation. Now again, there are obviously going to be objections to that statement. Even here, it seems as though Paul might be kind of being unclear in his definition of that. And we're in chapter 12, and the last verse that we read was 12 and 13, where he said the body is a unit, although it is made up of many parts, and though all of its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ, for we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew, Greek, slave, or free, we were all given that one Spirit to drink. Now, in terms of straightening out this debatable terminology, let's take out a whole section of people that wouldn't even be involved in the debate. And that is that I'm not going to even address those who say they are Christians and are not. That whole group of people that Jesus is going to one day say, away from me, you evildoers, I never knew you. We're not going to even talk about or include those Christians who walk around saying, well, I believe in God, but there's no evidence of fruit in their life. We're going to remove that part of the equation, and we're going to remove the wolves in sheep's clothing who claim and aren't really Christian, who are there just to do damage, those who never really meant their prayer of salvation, who are never truly saved, who have a head salvation but not a heart salvation. I'm not going to address them because in those festering groups breeds the mold of dissensions. And so if we include that group of people, it is only going to cloud the clarification that we're trying to bring forth, that Paul is trying to bring forth here when he's talking about the inclusion or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So the teaching from here on out is going to be speaking to and about true born-again, sold-out believers. So we can put to bed the involvement of the Holy Spirit in that particular group, and whatever terminology you wish to use, we can put that out and focus on the life of a true believer. Because as Paul says, it doesn't matter from what culture or religion, you know, as Paul says, whether you're Greek or Jew or slave or free, it doesn't matter what your culture, religion, your background, your nationality, your generation, or your race, doesn't matter where any of those come from. He says there is but one Spirit, one body, one Savior. So, my question is, what group am I talking to right now? You see, we were all baptized by and indwelt with the Holy Spirit at salvation. That's the last part of verse 13. We were all given the one Spirit to drink. So when you drink a glass of water, for instance, the glass of water gets inside of you. It indwells you, right? And so all believers are both baptized by and indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And this should help to clarify some of the terminology and some of the tripping stones that we get stuck on when we talk about this particular subject. Jesus puts it this way in John 16, 13 through 15. He says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. Now, that passage in John 16, we covered extensively when we went through the book, the Gospel of John. If you want to catch that series in the Gospel of John, you can go to the washandword.com website, click on the media tab, and we have all of our archive messages there free to download and listen to. So we encourage you to go to the washandword.com website if you want to hear those. But do you understand the magnitude of the passage that I just read? See, it's not just the divine knowledge delivered to us like a Domino's pizza. No, it is the very reason we remain Christians. The Holy Spirit ties us to the divine Father. And not only that, but acts as a transmitter that receives knowledge and wisdom and words from the Lord, brings them to us, and acts as a interpreter when we try to bring back what we want to pray about, and brings that to the Lord and explains it. So, again, the Holy Spirit is the reason that we remain Christians. The Bible says that it is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. We remain Christians because we have a continuing living relationship with Jesus Christ. And I don't think anyone would remain a Christian without that. If the Spirit of God did not dwell within us at the moment of salvation, I don't think any of us would maintain our salvation or our relationship. That's how important the Spirit being indwelt, baptized, or however you want to put it, inside of us is. And if we did not receive this Holy Spirit at salvation, again, no one would remain a Christian. Is that my opinion? Well, it has to be opinion, because we'll never know, because we know for a fact that the Spirit of God does come upon us. So we'll never know if we could have made it without the Spirit. But I think it's safe to say we wouldn't have. 2 Corinthians 1:22 says that He set this seal of ownership on us. He put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Ephesians 1:13 says, "And you were also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promise, Holy Spirit." And so it is the constant source of nourishment to our souls that keeps our intimate relationship with Jesus real. He is taking from the Father and making it known to us, as we read in the scripture in John. And if the intimate relationship with Jesus is not a reality in your life, then there's a problem with the feeding tube. You might just have to, or you might just have put out the Spirit's fire, as we read elsewhere in God's Word. So we need to be careful. Just because we have the Holy Spirit doesn't mean that we can't clog up that tube that feeds us wisdom and knowledge from God. It is always our responsibility to maintain a pure relationship, to maintain holiness, to exclude sinful behavior. These are the types of things that clog up that feeding tube of knowledge and power and strength that the Spirit delivers to us. And if we clog up the Spirit, or again, put out the Spirit's fire, we are stopping God from pouring into us new wine. We make ourselves an old wineskin, and God will not pour new wine into an old wineskin. Okay, but the good news is that we have grace, we have mercy, we have forgiveness, we have repentance, we have God's everlasting patience. And so if we could submit ourselves to the Lord, if we run and flee from Satan and evil desires, if we confess and repent of our sins, we can open up those lines of communication once again. There are too many Christians walking around with clogged up Holy Spirit feeding tubes. And then we wonder why the Church of God in general, the Church of Jesus Christ, not the Pentecostal denomination movement of the Church of God, but I'm talking about the one church, the true church, the one Jesus set up in the beginning. He didn't set up denominations. He set up a church of believers, disciples, and followers. And that is why that church today is so powerless, so quiet, why our voice is no longer powerful in the world, but the voices of all of iniquity overpower us, why darkness is rising as light dims, why we have clogged the Spirit's feeding tube of God's wisdom and knowledge. And we've done so corporately as a church by taking the Word of God and thinning it out, watering it down, picking and choosing what we will choose to hear, teach, preach, and God forbid, obey. And that is why we do verse-by-verse Bible teaching here, because we want all of God's Word. We believe that all of God's Word was meant for us to help us in our divine living here on this fallen earth. Do you not agree that all of God's Word is important? And that's how the Washington Word was born. We looked around and said, you know what? This world has enough churches. This city has enough churches, but it doesn't have enough of the Word of God. And so we created a business that brings out the Word of God And so you could support us by coming by, letting us wash your car. That's how we earn the money to support this business. So hope to see you at the Wash and Word. We're in the Palace Shopping Center on Highway 11W in Churchill. And I want to invite you out to Abundant Life Fellowship Sundays at 6 p.m. where I do verse-by-verse live Bible teaching. That's 415 Old Union Road, Abundant Life Fellowship. Have a blessed day.